Our next author is Terry Black, who has written a zombie film, TV crime shows, cartoons, comic books, and short stories. He also writes a monthly column for the Mensa newsletter, in which he complains about his love life, often bitterly. Today's dime story is titled The Whole Package.
So here's my problem. I'm trying to forget about Giselle, my latest hopeless crush, who dashed my romantic hopes like foam on a fire, but she is not so easily forgotten. She keeps texting me. She sends a picture of us posing side by side, a reminder of what we once had. The image fills me with wordless yearning, though writing about it, you could argue, means it's no longer wordless. I texted, I love the picture. She texted, she loves seeing me. She keeps texting, going on about her life and her mom, what have you. And I'm no Sherlock Holmes, but it dawns on me that someone who's not interested would have shut up by now. I sense an opportunity here. I want to ask her out, but I already tried that. It was a belly flop. I need a new angle. It soon comes. Going to Coach House tomorrow, she texts. Ladies' Night Out. It's an event called Just for Laughs, featuring a lineup of women comedians. It's perfect. A chance to see Giselle again in a non-threatening environment, sharing a few laughs and some of those uber-fattening Coach House appetizers. But there's a catch. To kick things off, the event features, quote, a couple of hot hunks to warm up the crowd. Amply illustrated by a well-built gentleman wearing no pants, holding the evening's playbill over his private parts. Male strippers. Oh, perfect. Giselle doesn't see what the big deal is, but any red-blooded male hearing these words is probably going, ew, at the mere thought of that, just like me. It's a classic dilemma. On the plus side, Giselle. On the minus side, male strippers. What to do? It seems hopeless, but every challenge is an opportunity. Maybe watching guys jiggle in jock straps will be proof of my devotion to Giselle. Offering her the whole package, you might say. I show up at the Coach House. She's delighted to see me. Myra, our host, says I'm a good sport. The other women, and believe me, it's almost all women, find much hilarity in my discomfort, especially when the first dancer mounts the stage and starts hip-thrusting and pec-flexing. The thought is inevitable. Do women strippers look this stupid to other women? In a perfect world, this would be a huge turn-on for Giselle. It would spark her interest like a jolt of adrenaline, and in fact, that's what happens. Let's go outside, she suggests. Sadly, you can't leave the premises. They have to keep track of who's paid and who hasn't. But there's an outdoor area fenced off as if for horses where patrons can get a breath of fresh air, which of course means they're smoking. We're standing there under the stars in a fog bank of tobacco smoke with men in jock straps cavorting close by, and suddenly Giselle's in my arms. She gives me a kiss that would make a blip on Caltech seismometers. Oh, my God, I'm thinking, was this ever the right choice? It's like I've stumbled on a forbidden secret. The place is sardine-packed with lovely young ladies, but it's a testosterone ghost town. It's like every other guy was scared away by the words male and stripper. Bottom line, things are heating up with Giselle again. We're texting all the time now. I've been ignoring other people, nose down on my cell phone. I used to think that was rude. Now here I am doing it. Excuse me, that's my phone.